We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us is Congressman Paulson. Thank you for joining Jor and me today.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Unfortunately, we're talking about something in the news again. It's got everyone focused on something we hadn't expected to be talking about maybe a few days ago. But
Congressman, do you think it was just a faux pas? Do you think he misspoke, or is there something more going on?
Well, I mean, you know, the bottom line for me is that it's pretty clear here. Russia is not our ally. They're an adversary. And I think we should be confronting them over hostile actions, whether it's interfering in our elections, where it's undermining basic democratic values, or poisoning citizens of other countries and cyber attacks, et cetera. So the president should know that. He should understand when we're dealing with Russia, we're dealing with the head of a former KGB KGB agent with hostile intentions. So, you know, Putin's a thug, and unfortunately, within the country of Russia, this props him up even further with propaganda. And so that's my concern.
It's a valid concern, and we appreciate you voicing it. There's a texter here has a question that says, Mr. Paulson, if the Mueller investigation indicts Trump with collusion with Russia. And again, this is separate from collusion. Meddling in the investigation is separate from collusion with Russia. Our very smart listeners and we all understand that. But if he does indict him with collusion with Russia in the election, will you vote for impeachment? That's a question from Jim.
Well, we'd have to look at obviously any actual indictment that would come forward. It's one of the reasons I have supported the independent counsel. So far, there's been no evidence of collusion, even though every intelligence agency for a long period of time has confirmed, and our sources have confirmed, that they have interfered with our elections. So, yeah, if you fell into the situation of high crimes and misdemeanors, you would see, I think, congressional action, and I would certainly support that from the perspective of the independent counsel following up and concluding its investigation.
Congressman Paulson, there are some things that Congress could do today or tomorrow. You could pass a bill to protect Bob Mueller's investigation. You could demand the president's tax returns. You could increase sanctions on Russia. You could hold hearings. Will any of that actually get done?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I've always said the president should be releasing his tax returns. I've said so for actually a good couple of years now. I also believe and know that as a part of what you said our actions could be, we should be taking steps right now to prevent future interference in our elections. It's pretty clear, I think, that the Russian government or Putin has intentions to interfere once again in Western elections in general.
Is it ongoing? I mean, are we still under attack from an informational warfare standpoint?
I think we should assume that we are right now, whether it's cyber attacks, whether it's the intention of Russia or the President Putin. It's pretty clear that he has intentions of interfering once again. I think that's ongoing, and we can take some steps. Now, states like Minnesota have good paper trails within our documentation for elections and balloting, and we should allow that to happen in every other state or provide resources for that to take place in every other state before the election.
Ryan in Lake Elmo called in with a good question. Ryan, do you have a question for the congressman?
Congressman, the question I had when I called in is, how can, you know, Trump's whole inauguration speech was that he's going to put America first and America always. How can it be America first when he does not trust the experts around him? And you used the term high crimes and misdemeanors. Former CIA Director John O'Brien said the exact same thing, and he's asking, like, you know, where's Republican action? But I think that's the big thing. It's like, how is it America first if you trust Putin over the FBI and the CIA and all these other people, some of whom he appointed himself?
Well, Ryan, valid question. Go ahead, sir.
It's a great question. Ryan, I mean, I think it underscores the point. It's why I commented so quickly yesterday. I mean, look, I think his performance one-on-one with President Putin in that press conference, it was embarrassing. I mean, when a president takes the side of a Russian dictator over our own American intelligence agencies, you've got a dangerous situation, because it's been pretty clear, it's been laid out, and it's been acknowledged, I think, by all sides that this has been a problem. And it was reaffirmed yesterday. It's probably the reason why he started walking that back today, I suppose, when he came back.
We're going to try one more quick question. Sir, Mike in Eagan has a question about the Mueller investigation. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, good afternoon. I just had a quick question about how the representative can have such confidence in the Mueller investigation for two reasons. One, because of the makeup, where it's now been shown that however the 9 out of 12 were, you know, Hillary donors. And then the other thing is with all the emails that have shown the DOJ not wanting to give up documents, and then the FBI, of course, that whole email thing. How can he have so much confidence in the Mueller team that they're actually being honest and headed for the truth?
Mike and Egan, that's from Mike and Egan. Congressman, can you address that?
Not to conflate the two issues together, because you reference the independent Mueller investigation, Mike did, which I think needs to go forward and take place. Now, it's true, there have been questions called into place right now regarding the FBI, regarding the Justice Department, and they have not been forthcoming in providing a lot of their information and emails, et cetera. In fact, there was a congressional vote recently to make sure that they would turn over those documents, which they are now doing, under oversight. We're a separate branch of government. We shouldn't just bow down to the executive branch. We have a separate role and responsibility, and that's what we are asserting in this case as well, as allowing the independent investigation to move forward to its full conclusion.
Congressman, we really appreciate the time, and we appreciate you taking those calls that we vetted for you. Is there anything else that you want to say on this day? I mean, it seemed like the world exploded after this presser yesterday. Everybody commented, and rightfully so, and people were fired up. Is there anything you want to tell the people of
Minnesota?
Well,
I mean, I think people are fired up because they look at the United States as having, won the Cold War, reestablished, Western democracy and ideals and values, and folks around the world are looking for continued U.S. leadership in this respect. And so I think what the president did yesterday brought us down a few notches, and we need to take it back up. We need to step up our game. We need to convince the rest of the world that we are ready to assume a leadership role that is respected and valued, and we're willing to confront our adversaries over some legitimate issues, cyber attacks, poisoning citizens of other countries, et cetera. And we should be stepping up sanctions against Russia. I mean, that's my view. We should be doing that right now.
Well, gosh knows we support you in that here. Well, I'll only speak for myself. I can't speak for the electorate of Minnesota.
Congressman, will you do everything in your power as a well-established, well-respected congressman to protect the Mueller investigation?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll continue to voice and make sure that we do so. And I think that will be the case on a bipartisan basis, thankfully.
All right, Eric, thank you, Congressman Paulson, for taking the time, taking the calls, and we wish you the very best, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.